You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang umaga po sa inyo lahat. Welcome to our service this morning. You know, we are starting a brand new series today. It's called Salt and Light. Okay, paki-chat nga po yun. Ano po yung ating series this the next 6 weeks? Salt and Light. You and I are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And that is what Jesus told us to be as a church. And so in the next 6 weeks, that is what we will be talking about. Okay, it actually talks about the righteousness of God and the lack of the righteousness and how to be righteous and how to live that out. And that is our goal for this next 6 weeks. And I hope and pray that you are going to tune in with us. And by the way, no, if you've never joined us in our on-site services, gustong-gusto ko po kayong invite din. Kung you're 18 years old and to up to 65 years old at wala naman po kayong medical condition, we are inviting you to join us at 9 o'clock, 11:30, 2 o'clock, and 4:30 in the afternoon for our on-site service so that we can gather together as a family. Because that's what God called us to be. And we are doing online services right now because of the pandemic, but we are not going to stop gathering together as a church. And so please, if you haven't joined us, if you haven't tried joining us, will you please register every Saturday morning at 9 a.m.? Mabilis pong maubos yan. So if you want to be a part of that, make sure you register early. Okay po ba yan? Now, going back to our series, before I go to the series, I'd like to thank Diane for preaching a magnificent, wonderful, and moving sermon last week because she talked about what the church ought to be like. Okay? And pinatter niya doon sa life ng church in the book of Acts. And today, we're not just going to talk about the pattern that we learned from it in the New Testament. This week, starting today po, we'll be looking at the Old Testament naman. Because when you look at the being salt and light, this is not just Jesus' command to us in the New Testament, but even in the Old Testament, iba lang po yung pagkaka-reward, no? Iba lang po yung pagkaka-wording or phrasing nung sinabi ni God. But the idea is the same. And that is what we want to be looking at in the next 3 weeks. Today, we will be looking at Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 to 18. So please open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16, all the way to verse 18. And this is what it reads. Nakita niyo na po ba? I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. But later on, when I preach, I'll be using the New Living Translation. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Correct oppression. Bring justice to the fatherless and plead the widow's case. Verse 18. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. We ask that your Holy Spirit will now lead us and speak to us, open our eyes and open our hearts to see what it means, Lord God, to be right before you and to live right before the world. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Very interesting. Nakita niyo po ba yun? Can you imagine? Yung pong binasa natin na verses 16 through 17, okay, 17, ay magugulat ka. Walong commandments po yan. Can you imagine that? God started these verses by looking at eight commands. Okay? Now, as a good student of the word, we need to investigate. Bakit po inumpisahan nitong yung verses na binasa natin with all these commandments? Okay, kanya, imagine, 8 yan. 8 po yan. Isa-isayin po natin yan later on. We need to know, ano po ba yung nangyari dito? Why did they get to this point? Ano? Bakit ganito yung sinabi ni Lord sa nation of Israel? So, tingnan lang po natin, ano po ba yung, kung kailan po ba nangyari ito, at ano po yung nangyari dito? At tingnan po natin, sino ba sa Isaiah? Okay, we will also look at that, a little bit of the background. Pero hindi po natin ito masyadong nanamnamin, no? Kasi we will also come back to this chapter, okay, in May 2. Pag-uusapan po ulit natin ito. So let me just give you a quick background. Isaiah chapter 1, okay, ito pong sinasabi. These are the visions of Isaiah. Okay, let me read it again, nilang dito, no, sa ESV. Sabi niya, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah, in Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, the kings of Judah. So what you will notice is that right this at this point, okay, ito pong book of Isaiah, which we will be using in the next 6 weeks, by the way, ito po, nakikita natin, ito po yung history, ito po yung background. Isaiah was speaking in the lives of this king. He was ministering in the lives of four kings. So he was ministering as a prophet, okay, at least 40 years. At least 40 years or more. So, yun po yung ginawa ni Isaiah. And Isaiah was now writing this to them and showing them what, how, you know, bakit po sila nandito. And we need to also understand the background. Bakit grabe yung ano ni God dito, no? Yung sinasabi niya dito, correct the oppression, okay, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the cause of the widows. Okay, bakit ganon? Well, we have to look back in the old, in the other books of the Old Testament, yung first five books of the Bible. Yung Deuteronomy, yung ano, yung tinatawag natin na Pentateuch. Okay, yung first five books. Hindi po natin natitingnan, pero doon po natin kasi makikita kung saan po talaga nag-ugat ito. At bakit ganito yung puso ni God? Bakit ganito yung sinasabi ni God doon sa kanyang mga tao? Why? Because they completely disobeyed God. Because this is what it says. Okay, let me read to you. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 10, it says, "It is the same with your grape crop. Okay, do not strip every last bunch of grapes from the vine. Do not pick up the grapes that fall to the ground. Leave them for the poor and foreigners living among you. I am the Lord your God." So from the very start, okay, before they entered into the promised land, God already told them to take care of the poor and the needy. And not only that, ito pong sabi ng verse 15, same chapter. "Do not twist justice in legal matters by favoring the poor or being partial to the rich and powerful. Always judge fairly." This is amazing. Okay, this is what God wants. Making sure that people who are vulnerable, people who are marginalized, will get the justice that they are seeking for. And here's another thing, verse 27. Okay, "Do not seek revenge and bear grudge against your fellow Israelite, but love your neighbor as yourself." Can you imagine? Maaari pong iba po sa inyo na surprise. Ha? Nasa Old Testament pala yun, love your neighbor as yourself? Yes. Okay? So, you know, when Jesus said that in the gospel, it was already written in the Old Testament. Jesus was just quoting what the Father already told the nation of Israel. And so until today, we ought to still love our neighbor as we love ourselves. That's very interesting. In Deuteronomy, etong sinasabi, and this is what I love. Okay, amazing po ito. "Cursed is everyone," Deuteronomy 27:19. "Cursed is everyone, is anyone who denies justice to foreigners, orphans, or widows." Did you hear that? "Cursed is anyone who denies justice to foreigners, orphans, or widows." And all the people say, reply, and all the people will reply what? Amen. Okay. Okay, so the entire nation of Israel, when God was reminding them of what they ought to do with the marginalized and the vulnerable of society, this is what they said. Amen. "Lord, we will do what you said." And then Exodus 22, verse 22 and 23. "You must not exploit the widow or an orphan. If you exploit them in any way and they cry out to me, then I will certainly hear their cry. My anger will blaze against you, and I will kill you with a sword, and your wives will be widows and your children fatherless." You know why God was so upset with them? Why was God saying all these things in verses 16 and 17? Because the people of God neglected the very people that God said, "You take care of." People who have no power to defend themselves. People who has no power to, you know, to rise up and be protected. You need to protect them. You ought to love your neighbor as you love yourself. That is not just talking about the Israelites. It's talking about the foreigners, the orphans, the fatherless, and the widows. Hindi po ako nagagalit. I'm just saying, Jesus, you know, the Bible has been saying this from the Old Testament to the New Testament until today. This is something that God has called us as a church. We are called to be socially responsible. We ought to care for these people. But what are we doing about it? You see, in Isaiah, going back now to Isaiah, this is what God said. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2. Here is God's indictment. Oh, ito po yung case against the people of God. And God called out the heavens, okay, to be his witness. to his accusations to the nation. This is what he says in verse 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Children have I reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. Can you imagine that? Here's God saying, okay, the reason why natin po tayo dun sa verse 16 and 17 is because the people of God rebelled against Him. It was God who brought them up. Remember, it was God who took them out of Egypt, brought them to the promised land, and raised them up as His own children. And yet, itong amazing, pag binasa niyo po yung verse 3, sabi dito, verse 3, the ox knows its owner, the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people do not understand. Ouch. Grabe, no? Can you imagine? Ito na, imagine, kinumpare ni Lord yung mga tao sa animals. Now, I have a dog. You probably all have heard our dog, Dante, in some of my preaching, some of our, last night po, sa aming prayer, the other night po, in our prayer meeting. I was sharing, and then Dante just, you know, wouldn't stop barking. And I guess he was just agreeing with what I was saying. So anyway, but you know, Dante, as my dog, kilala niya yung boses ko. Okay, alam niya pag ako na, malayo pa lang ako, pag pauwi ako galing sa labas, marinig niya yung kotse, magkakahul-kahul na yan. Okay, alam niya kung sining master niya, sinusunod niya. And I'm pretty sure to some of you, kung dog lover ka, sabihin mo naman, I can relate. I know my dog hears my voice and they know me and they follow me. No, parang si Jesus yun, ah. Di ba? Ganun yung mga dogs, they know their master's voice. And yet the people of God can't even recognize God's voice anymore. That is sad. That is very sad. And then verse 5 of chapter 1 pa rin. Itong sabi ni Lord. New Living Translation. Sabi niya, why do you continue to invite punishment? Must you rebel forever? Your head is injured and your heart is sick. God is saying, inviting them and telling them, please don't invite punishment anymore. Invite me. And later on, we will look into that. I'm going ahead of myself. But this is God's heart. You can see that God's heart, okay, for the people. He's extending His heart to the people, showing them, you are not living right. This is not where it should be. Okay, you ought to care for the poor and the needy. What are you doing? Next week, pag-uusapan ulit po natin yan, the oppression that the people are doing toward those people that marginalized and vulnerable. See, what God is saying here is that recognize your sin. Recognize your need for healing. Minsan po, di ba? Minsan, alam po natin yung problema. Minsan, alam natin may nangyayari na hindi tama in our lives, in the society. Pero minsan, hindi po natin alam anong gagawin natin. Naranasan niyo na po ba yun? Meron kayong na-realize na problema pero hindi niyo ma-solve. Can I be honest with you? Okay. Let me just share, no? Yung story ko po. I remember, on December 31, 2020, no? Gusto po sana naming lumabas as a family. Kasi nga, ilang buwan na hindi nakakalabas yung mga anak ko. And then, kako, holiday naman. So, labas naman tayo. You know? Drive lang tayo around a little bit and then find something to eat. Okay, December 31 na mga 12 na to, no? 12 noon. And then, pagpasok ko doon sa kotse, okay, pag-start ko ng kotse, ayaw mag-start. Tumutunog lang, pero ayaw tumuloy. Okay? And because I'm not a mechanic, tinandaan ko ngayon yung mga nangyari before. Ano ba yung nangyari noon? Tapos tinignan ko yung buti na kinip ko yung resibo ng aking baterya. Kako, uy, yung battery ko is now 27 months. Eh, yung battery ko, dapat 24 months lang yung lifespan, no? So sabi ko, ay, malamang battery ito. So I went out of my way and bought brand new battery and brought it back to the house and hoping that it will solve the problem. Paglagay ko ng baterya, ayaw pa rin mag-start. And I'm now a bit confused because I just bought this battery. It cost me quite a lot. Okay. Tapos hindi rin pala na-resolve yung issue. And so hindi pa rin kami makaalis. So I started calling people na mas may alam kaysa sa akin pagdating sa sasakyan, no? I called friends and told them the situation. And then one of our friends, one of our Victor group leaders, okay, who's now somewhere else in Pangasinan, and I called him and he told me, you know, Pastor, meron tayong kasama sa Victor group ko na mekaniko. Maybe he can visit you and find out what is wrong with the car. And so I said, well, yes, please. Okay, because I couldn't figure this out. All right, and so that's what happened. So, you know, he came. I know there was a problem. I knew something has to be done with the car so that the car will start and so we'd be able to go somewhere. But I didn't know what to do. Na-experience niyo na po ba yan? You know, to cut the long story short, he diagnosed it. He found out what was really wrong. He fixed it the following day. And lo and behold, January 2, naayos na po yung sakyan. But he, you know, there was a diagnosis. Okay? Tiningnan niya, inalam niya. And that is exactly what is happening here. In Isaiah chapter 1, God was showing them what the problem was. They could actually recognize there's some problem. Because at this point, there were enemies around them. At this point, they were, you know, experiencing the judgment of God. They know there's something is wrong, except that they do not know how to fix it. They didn't know how to fix it. That is why we get to verse 16 and verse 17. God gave them 8 commands. Grabe no, 8 dito, sabi dito, wash yourselves to be clean. And be clean. Get your sins out of my sight. Give up your evil ways. Learn to do good. Ibig po sabihin, hindi na po sila natututo. Hindi na po nila ginagawa yung doing good. Okay, and then what else? Seek justice. Help the oppressed. Defend the cause of orphans. Fight the rights of widows. This is God's solution to their current situation. Okay, it's called repentance. Say that, repentance. Okay, type it out. Type it out in the comment section. Repentance. Ano po ba ibig sabihin ng repentance? Di ba, we say this all the time. Repentance is a change of mind that will result in the change of heart, that will result in the change of direction. Example, if you're going this way, all right? Repentance is when you realize something is wrong and then it changes your heart and you change direction and then you go the opposite way. That's what repentance is. And this is what God is telling them. You have seen, you know, this is what God has been telling them. This is the problem right now. You need to repent. Wash yourselves. Repent. Now, this is something to do with the heart, okay? And that is why he says in chapter, in verse 5 earlier, he says, your heart is sick, okay? Your whole heart is faint. It's a heart issue. It's not just the outward things that we do. It is what's in the heart. Joel chapter 2, verse 13. Itong sabi ni Joel, rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord, your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Rend your hearts, not your garments. Because when you will know that, you will also notice this, you know, Isaiah will address that in this chapter 1, okay? Please read chapter 1. You will notice that God is not interested with, you know, with rituals. God is not interested with the outward things that we do. Na pwede nag-church tayo, pero pagkatapos ng church, wala na, balik na ulit tayo sa dati, default. You know, we go back into our sinful life. You know, and that is not what God wants. God says, you know, cease doing that. Change your heart. Repentance. Okay, this is, God is now showing them the solution to their problems. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 14 says, wash your heart from evil. Wash your heart from evil. You know, God was showing them there is a way out. You are not living according to my ways. You have forgotten the covenant. You have forgotten my ways. Now wash your heart. Jeremiah 17, verse 9 also says that our heart is the most deceitful above all things. And desperately sick. Who can understand it? But of course, verse 10 of that is the good news. God searches the heart. And He can change our hearts. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Ito pong sabi ni Micah. Talking about repentance, learning to do good, seek justice. He has shown you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. You see, God was showing the nation of Israel what it is that He requires, what it is that He wants them to do, and that is to learn all those 8 things. Wash yourself. Okay, actually, itong verses na ito, pwede mo nga lagyan ng puro are. Di ba? You'll notice, he's saying, you need to repent. The first thing you need to do is you need to repent. And then the next thing he says is you need to refrain. Okay? Refrain. Stop doing this. And then you need to reevaluate. Learn to do good. And then he says, relieve. Relieve the people from oppression. See, that is part of our calling as a church. That is part of our calling, not just as a church, but as a believer. As a believer, we are called. Not only in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament, we are called by Jesus to care for the poor, to care for those who are vulnerable in society. And maybe you're here today and you're saying, that's not me. You know, that I don't do anything wrong with these people. I actually fight for them. I actually say things and, you know, I call out things on social media. Maybe those are great. I mean, calling out those things are great. But I hope you don't stop in calling out things lang. You know, because that is what, you know, the people of God were saying that. They were seeing things and they were saying things. But the question is their heart changing? Are they doing something about it? Because that's what God is saying here. God is saying you need to learn. Okay, you need to learn to do good because they're not doing good. You need to cease to do evil because they're doing evil. They need to correct oppression because they're not correcting oppression. And maybe you're saying here, okay, I don't want to preempt this preaching. It will be talking about next week, pa, no? But the idea of oppression, okay, maybe you're saying, I'm not oppressing anyone because I'm not in leadership. I have no power to oppress other people. Really? You know, somewhere, somehow, all of us are guilty of this. Whether we have power or not. Sometimes yung mga kino-call out natin, instead of calling out, sometimes we are actually hurting people. Because we tend to become too personal. And we're attacking the people and not the sin of the people. But let's now go to the solution. Masyado mabigat naman yun. Di ba? Puro-puro commands. And yet God says, you know, you cannot do this on your own. God was showing them these are the things that needs to be done. But then God says, you know, you can't do it on your own. That is why it says in verse 18, this is the good news. This is the gospel right here in this passage that we read. Verse 18 is the gospel. He says, come now. Come now. I love that. I love it when God just, you know, invites us to do things with Him. I love it when I hear that word, come now. You know, God has always been a God who is inviting us over and over. I mean, you know, when you think about it, when you are tired, what do Jesus say? When you're tired, come to me, all of you who are tired and weary, and I will give you rest. Come. Those who are thirsty, come. In John chapter 7, He invites people to come. You know, if you're thirsty, and then again, and I say, you will see that if you're thirsty and you have no money, come. Let me give you something to drink. And this is just the heart of God ever since. Pero pag inisip po ninyo, hindi po yun yung appropriate word na dapat sabihin ni God. Again, no? Pag nausapan po natin, justice. Pag sinabi mo, pag inisip mo justice, that is not justice. Because the people of God were sinning. The people of God were disobeying God. The people of God were rebelling against Him. The people of God has forgotten His word. The people of God has forgotten what they said amen to. In Deuteronomy 27, when they said, yes, we will not withhold justice to foreigners, to orphans, to widows, to the fatherless. And he said, so be it. But they have forgotten that. See, the most appropriate thing that that God should have said to the people of Israel at that point is not come. Rather, it should have been, depart from me, you evildoers. And I think most of us can relate to that. And God is saying to us as well, come. Come now. Not tomorrow. Not when you get your act together. Not when you are all perfect. Not when you are no longer sinning. Now, come now. Come as you are. Come as a sinner. Come as a rebel. Come as someone who is hurting. Come now. You don't need to prepare anything. Just come now. Are you hearing the voice of God right now? He's calling you. I hope you'd come to Him. Maybe you are on the other end of the spectrum that I'm talking about. Maybe you're the one who experienced oppression. Maybe you've been oppressed. Maybe injustice has been done against you. Maybe someone did not defend you. Maybe someone attacked you. You know what God is saying to you right now? Come now. Come now. Come. Don't wait for anything else. Just come. And I hope, wherever you are, I pray that you would come to the Lord right now. And I love the next phrase that he says, not only come now, but let us reason together. You know, other translations would say, let's settle this. Let's settle this. You know, I love that. Because that speaks of relationship. Not only is God so concerned with our heart, but He is so concerned with our relationship. He wants to have a relationship with you, a two-way kind of relationship. Not only when you just talk and talk and talk and not hear the other person, no, God is saying, come, right now, let's reason together. Let's settle this. If you're married, like me, I've been married 25 years now, and come now, let us reason together is my favorite phrase that I want to hear from my wife. Especially, pagka meron kami hindi pagkakaintindihan. Especially when I know I'm at fault. Especially when I know I blew it. Especially when I know I dropped the ball. Especially when I know that I am in a doghouse. Okay? Yung gano'n yung alam mo na ikaw may kasalanan. And then yung asawa mo biglang sabihin sa'yo, honey, come now. I love that! Okay, yung parang, wow, thank you, Lord. Akala ko sa labas na naman ako matutulog. Parang gano'n yung feeling mo. Pero nasa loob ka ng kwarto. Pero ang feeling mo, nasa labas ka. Naramdaman mo na ba yun? Okay, if you are married and then naramdaman mo, please, relate ako dyan. Parang makisabi naman, relate ako dyan. Pero sabihin mo yan, wag yung hindi kayo okay, ha? Baka mamaya, awayin ako ni misis mo. Alright? But again, you know, the most amazing thing is when God says, come now, let's reason together. Let's settle this. And then, you know, that verse is amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Because God said, okay, the word says, this is God saying, okay, this is not Isaiah talking. This is the Lord Himself talking, inviting the people. Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet, though they are red like crimson. Alam mo po, yung binabasa ko nga, nagtingin nga po ako sa, ano, no, sa commentary and sa Bible dictionary. Ano bang ibig sabihin nun when it says crimson and scarlet? Okay, ang sinasabi po dito, nakita ko po, ang sinasabi, indelible siya. Okay, ito yung color na ang hirap tanggalin. Hindi mo siya matatanggal. Alright? It talks about the impossibility of taking this color off you. O kapag yung crimson, nilagay mo, scarlet, nilagay mo sa isang cloth. Okay? Ang hirap niyan tanggalin kahit na anong kuskus gawin mo, kahit na anong Tide pang gamitin mo, kahit anong Ariel pang gamitin mo, hindi siya matatanggal. And so what this is saying is that God is showing them the impossibility of their situation. And yet God is saying, kahit na imposible yan, kahit na palagay mo na walang solusyon yung kasalanan mo, kahit palagay mo napakasama mo, kahit palagay mo na you have blown it big time, God is saying, I can make the impossible possible. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. This is the grace of God right here. This is the gospel right here in the Old Testament. This is the good news. This is the solution that God is saying. God is saying that I am going to wash you clean. I'm going to cleanse you completely. I'm going to do the impossible so that you will also be able to do the things that I've called you to do. To be salt and light to the world. You know what James chapter 1 verse 26 and 27 says? I mean, he's talking about religion, but it's talking about what pleases God. James chapter 1 verse 26 and 27, and then I'm going to read another verse and then I will land this. If anyone thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Verse 27, religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit the orphans, widows in their affliction, to keep oneself unstained from the world. Same thing. It's always been in God's heart to visit the orphans and the widows. Our hearts is the most deceitful above all things. It needs to be cleansed. It needs to be changed. But change can only come from the Lord Jesus Christ. And maybe you're here today and you're saying, Pastor, I'm not like that. I don't oppress anyone. And I think I'm okay to come before the Lord. And that's good. You know, you can come before the Lord any way you want. But let me just end with this verse, okay, in Titus chapter 3. As we end this preaching this morning, as we remember the things that God has called us to do, to become salt and light. In the Old Testament, God called them to care for the poor and the needy, the widows and the fatherless and the orphans and the foreigners. In our day and time, we have the same group of people that are, you know, experiencing oppression. People who have no power to defend themselves. And God is saying the same thing to us. As a church, we ought to be able to do this, to become salt and light, and to show people the righteousness of God in flesh and bone. This is what Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and following says. But when the goodness and the loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, He saved us. See, we couldn't save ourselves, just like the people of Israel in Isaiah. God was saying to them, though your sin is scarlet, as red as crimson, I will, you know, make you white as snow, as clean as wool. He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of the regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on this thing so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to do good works. To devote themselves to good works. As a church, this has always been our heart. To care for people who are in need. That's why we have Love the City. That is why we have, you know, relief operations when things are happening. But not as just as a church, but as a person, as an individual, God is calling you and I to extend His helping hand to those people. And if we have blown it, God has offered a solution. Learn to do good. How? By coming to Him. And He will cleanse you. And as He cleanses you, God is now sending us back into the world, into the work of ministry to become salt and light to our world. Can I just pray for you right now? Can we just ask the Lord to speak to us, to show us where we are lacking, to show us where we are in this area? Just bow down your heads. Kahit nasaan po kayo ngayon, would you just close your eyes? Holy Spirit of God, we just want to invite you to come. Speak to us. Show us where we are. Show us the wickedness of our hearts. Show us our need of a Savior. Show us that we can't do this without you changing our hearts. Thank you, Lord. If God is speaking to you and God has been showing you that you've been neglecting those people who need help, you've been neglecting the poor and the needy, you've not been His hands and His feet to those people who are in need. And, you know, this is not to bring condemnation to you, because God, that is not God's heart. God's heart is to extend, you know, is being extended to you and inviting you to come and work with Him and to come and allow Him to cleanse you. If that's you, would you just ask the Lord to just, you know, refresh your heart? You just come and repent. Just come and ask the Lord to forgive you. Because He will. Because that's who He is. But if you are here now, if you are, if you are those people, if you belong to those group of people that's been oppressed, na merong injustice na nagawa sa'yo, na parang hindi mo pa nakikita yung justice ni God, hindi mo nakikita yung comfort ni God, let me, you know, ask you to come to the Lord. Because He will bring justice. And justice is not just, social equity. Hindi lang po yung gagawin niya yung tama. No, but He will also bring order to your life. He will bring order to what is chaotic. I think our world needs God's justice. Maybe not our understanding of justice. Because we are in chaos. And the only hope for that chaos is Jesus. And if that's you, I want to pray for you. I want to ask that the Lord will bring order in your life and comfort and healing and wholeness. That's what justice is. Lord, I pray for these people. I pray that, you know, that those people who've been offended, been oppressed, been, experienced injustice, Lord, I pray that may they find comfort and order and wholeness in you. May you bring healing to their hearts. That doesn't mean, Lord, that they will just let it slide. But Lord, if there's a need for this, even the justice to happen, the social equity in our time, Lord, I pray that you would give them that as well. But Lord, I pray that we will learn to come to you or to go to you to bring order in our lives. One last group of people I want to pray for before I end. You know, if you have never surrendered your life to Jesus, Jesus came. That's what Titus says. The mercies of God appeared and brought salvation to all men. If you have never received that mercy, if you have never received Jesus to bring order and justice in your life, is if you know you're a sinner, the most appropriate word that God should tell you is, depart from me, you evildoers. But you know what God is saying to you right now? Come. Now, let's settle this. And He could settle that matter by accepting His Son and what He has done on the cross for you 2,000 years ago. Paid the penalty of your sin. If you, that's you, if you want to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, would you pray this simple prayer with me? Say, Lord Jesus, today I realized that I am a sinner. And thank you for dying for me. I ask that you would bring order and wholeness in my life and help me to live according to your ways by the power of your Holy Spirit from this day on. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you pray that simple prayer, make sure to chat us or send us an emoji so that we can help you with your walk with God. Again, thank you so much for this morning, and I pray that the Lord will honor you, that I pray that the Lord will continue to speak to you as we continue on with our series. I invite you again next week. Join us. Let me pray a prayer of blessing for all of us as we end. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.